Tonight, we're off on a journey through the music of early English masters, a concert of unaccompanied sacred music sung by the young English ensemble, the Gesualdo Six. We start our tour with a ceremonial motet by John Dunstable, preserved in the most important source of medieval English polyphony, the Old Hall manuscript. John Dunstable was the leading composer of the early 15th century and something of a polymath. His epitaph read, "John Dunstable, an astronomer, a mathematician, a musician, and what not." He was probably a good linguist too, working alongside influential patrons like the Duke of Bedford in France, where he may have been commissioned to write the motet Veni Sancti Spiritus for the coronation of King Henry VI in Paris in 1422. After this, we'll hear William Cornish's Ave Maria, Mater Dei, a plea for mercy to the Virgin Mary from the Eton Choir Book, the greatest manuscript of church music surviving from the time of Henry VII. John Taverner's motet, Quae Mad Modum, Like as the Heart, then takes us into the dangerous reign of Henry VIII. Taverner himself narrowly escaped persecution in 1528, when at Cardinal College in Oxford he was accused of keeping heretical books in the choir library and was promptly locked in the fish cellar. But he was lucky. Cardinal Wolsey let him off lightly on the grounds that Taverner was but a musician. This opening group of four pieces closes with a work by another Oxford composer, John Shepherd, who composed his setting of the antiphon Liberanos for the night service of Compline at Magdalen College. With this deeply moving prayer ringing in their ears, 16th century college men retired to bed, probably oblivious that they'd been touched with intimations of immortality. But we begin 150 years earlier in the 1420s with John Dunstable's ceremonial motet, Veni Sancti Spiritus, Come Holy Ghost.